This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Pope Francis has another day and a half or so left in his Cuba visit. He lands in Washington late tomorrow afternoon. Appearances begin on Wednesday. And by the time he leaves via Philadelphia Sunday night, millions of people will have seen him speak. And if his recent encyclical on the environment is any indication, they're going to get an earful about climate change and capitalism and the not always helpful role of the markets in this society. From our sustainability desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong has more.
Let's first get to this. There are some who consider the Pope's writings downright anti-capitalist. Steve Sakala teaches at the Academic Shrine to Laissez-Faire Capitalism, the econ department at the University of Chicago.
It's sort of too far beyond the pale to even be engaged by serious people.
We'll come back to that. But for starters, we go to the Pope's encyclical on the environment and his view of the cause of the climate problem. That's less controversial. He says the earth is increasingly an immense pile of filth and that polluters must pay their share.
Although he speaks his language, this is really the language of market failure.
Lord Nicholas Stern at the London School of Economics wrote a defining paper on climate change, which he calls the greatest market failure ever seen. Here's why. Carbon pollution hurts the environment, that's a cost, but the polluters in much of the world, they pay nothing.
If you, because it's costless, dump chemicals upstream from a brewery, you affect the ability of the brewery to do its work. And of course, with climate change, you're filling up the atmosphere with greenhouse gases and using essentially the atmosphere as a sewer into which you dump your stuff for nothing.
Stuff that traps heat, in many cases for centuries. Now, numbers guys like Stern estimate the impacts of more floods and less sea ice. They speak the arcane language of tons of CO2 emitted and dollars of damage per ton. The Pope, way more accessible.
He says that God always forgives, people sometimes forgive, and nature never forgives.
So, if a failed market caused the problem, can the market fix things? Now, the standard policy answer is yes. Complex trading markets that make it expensive to pollute are growing around the world. But the Vatican document says markets are not good to ration the burning of fossil fuels or the use of water, that the environment is defenseless against market forces. Environmental economist Brian Murray teaches at Duke.
This is where many economists who study environmental markets and carbon markets might take exception to the Pope.
And this is tricky for Murray, who is also Catholic. He says markets to limit carbon emission absolutely curb those emissions. But he says the Vatican soured on the idea a few years ago when it tried to use these markets to go carbon neutral.
They put up solar panels on the roof of buildings in the Vatican, not St. Peter's. And the other thing they did was to purchase these carbon offsets, and they did not materialize.
Here's what happened. The Vatican paid a company planting a new forest so those trees would absorb carbon dioxide and reduce the Vatican's footprint to zero. But the forest never happened. Carbon market fail. Now, the broader question is whether the Pope likes markets at all. Carolyn Wu says yes. She's CEO of Catholic Relief Services and a former business school dean. Now, in her view, the pontiff just believes in regulating the market, which is nothing new.
There are product standards, for example. There are rules regarding labor. There are taxes to be paid. So markets need some degree of regulation in order to make sure that we don't create situations where it eliminates swath of people.
Especially poor people, a big focus of the encyclical. In fact, many studies suggest climate change disproportionately hurts poor agrarian countries that rely on stable weather patterns.
It's one thing to say that when markets work, some people win, some people lose, and that's too bad. If you're weak, you don't need to survive. Well, that is not our conception of the human society.
As much as Wu defends the Pope, in fact, she joined him in Rome to release the encyclical, she wishes his writing were more nuanced on business and markets. Steve Sakala at the University of Chicago is less charitable.
He comes out as anti-air conditioning. He says the markets which immediately benefit from sales stimulate ever greater demand, as if there's some sort of market conspiracy to get people to buy air conditioners.
He says the document shows plainly the Pope's skepticism of a modern market economy. It's a polarized reaction to a man known for strong opinions. And the question is, how will he choose his words when he speaks in the U.S. starting Wednesday? In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.